Blog Talk Radio.
Finding a job tomorrow morning. Got a little something I wanna do. Gonna buy something I could ride in. I take my girl, get crazy, and that's just driving. Tomorrow's gonna be written down in history. A just like Romeo and Juliet. Buy a pretty present, just like the one in a catalog. Gonna show how much I love her. I let her know one way or the other. Our love's gonna be written down in history, just like Romeo and Juliet.
This is Satchin Ananda with the Love Channel, and I kind of really dug that song because it really brought me to a place of remembrance, the relationship that we have with the body called another, and kind of the way I want to open the show tonight. My co-host tonight is the one and only Jordy the Artist, which I'll bring on shortly. I wanted just to open with, first of all, a very special hello to the love of my life. I love you with all my heart and soul, and I miss you. And I look forward to seeing you again very soon. And also to a few more people, Anthony and Liz, I hope you come to a state of peace within me and remember that it's all about love and that everything else is just a silly notion. So I wanted really to open up with the concept of relationship. And for me, relationship has always been how I relate to myself is what I see in my perceptual reality. So what I feel about me, how I respect me, how I like me is basically what I'll eventually create in my everyday experiences. And whether they be a love relationship, parental relationship, employer, employee relationship, neighbor relationship, it doesn't really matter. But even the body relationship, which to me is paramount, your body is your first disciple. It's the first reflection of everything that you feel about yourself. The last couple of days have been really rough for me because since my trip to up north, which to me was a metaphor for going to a higher mind, which is really not good or bad, it's just a place of remembrance of when I was growing up and being radically artistic and creative and allowing myself to be freely who I was. And going back there these last couple of weeks and being able to experience the freedom of being in every moment, and it brought me back to a state of remembrance of what it was like to really love and respect the self. And with that, I come back and everything seems different in the world that I've been in for the last 24 years and in this experience in Florida. And I started feeling the resistance and even the it's almost like I felt like I was walking on landmines, that I kept on walking into potential situations that could be harming to me in my state of peace, which I choose to be in. So anyway, what I did was I immediately reached for a book that was nearby on my desk, and this is what I opened up to, which I really, really love. And it is the book that I talk about, The Power of Unconditional Love by Ken Keyes. And what's really funny is that I opened up to a section called To Accelerate Your Growth. And again, I never know what it's going to say, but I'm going to open up to it now. It says, be compassionate with yourself. Give yourself the patience and understanding you've often given others. Do nurturing things for yourself. Arrange special activities, delights for your best friend who was trapped in an addictive snarl. But keep working on your programming. Consciously look at how your mind can give you the illusion that you are not a good person. Try to look at all the shoulds and shouldn'ts you've accumulated in your mind about winding down a relationship. Try to notice that it's your programming that gives you guilty feelings. It's not what's happening. It's possible to go through all this and be free of guilt. It's a matter of programming. And remember, it's okay to have addictions, just as it's all right to create a deeper involvement in the first place, it's also your privilege to change your involvement if you feel that's what should be happening. And for me, that's really appropriate because I really feel that everything in our perceptual reality that we reach for is an addiction. And whether we accept it or not, we believe that there's something outside of us that can give us fulfillment, that can bring us something that we don't have. When in truth, all that we're ever reaching for is the wholeness of being one with, you know, or I would say with the giver of all, with the infinite field of potential. So, you know, again, that in mind, I'd like this show tonight to come through in a very, very truthful way, in a state of integrity, so that I would be true to me in the moment and understand that everything that I'm bringing in is for my highest good. And not to judge it, but to allow it to reflect for me what I maybe need to see, but I can't see without that reflection. I always use the metaphor of the mirror. And when I look in the mirror and I truly see everything, not only my face and my body and what I'm wearing, but I see what's in behind me, or maybe on the wall, or maybe on the floor, and be able to understand that everything is an absolute reflection of what I feel about me. And take it as a gift, take it as a messenger, which I talked to Jordy about earlier today, that everybody really, you know, we both are in agreement, is really giving us a message and telling us something that maybe we can't see if they don't show up, or that we choose not to see because it's too scary, or whatever. So everyone really is an angel. And I'm going to open up his mind, because I think that this man, Joy the Artist, is an angel. He's a very, very dear man, and I appreciate having him on board with me tonight. And I'm going to open up the line, Jordy. Welcome, love.
Hey, Ananda. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you?
Oh, I'm just lovely. Just another normal night. Nothing new in the universe to talk about whatsoever. Just nothing but beautiful bliss of the beautiful state of Ananda, as you know.
Yes. And so what did you hear or feel about me just sharing about relationships? It's just brief, but
well,
I really felt like I had to open with that tonight.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, you always say things that make me think, right? The first thing I noticed is that you were talking about your body. 24 years in Florida, a feeling of landmines everywhere, very physical representations of an experience that you're having. But the experience that you're having is, as you actually know, not limited or restricted or even because of the body that you're in whatsoever. But it was just interesting because you were talking about the trip that you took in the body, which is the normal reaction that anyone would have if they were to get into their car and go driving and have that experience. They would perceive that their experience happened in a car, in their body, and they went on a trip. But the reality, of course, as we always find out every time we do this show, is that the entire journey totally happens right now between us, between the energy that vibrates between us. This is actually what existence is the vibration of the energy between us, which leads me to the next point you brought up was reflection in the body, and how the first thing that most people would agree with you that you said, the first area of your life that you experience is in your physical reaction to things. But just like you mentioned looking in the mirror and seeing behind you and associating the reflection with your reality, and that being only the literal reflection of your physical self, and the appropriate simile between the real life relationships and how we attract and reflect the opposites of ourselves. The real reality is that the first thing that has the reception of every situation we enter is our energy around our body, or in our body, or rather, realistically, the energy that we actually are, which includes the dense energy within our, right, all of that, because your body is just the dense version of it, but the energy that you actually extends much greater around you, and really, as we know, can extend as far as you want it to extend, whether it's on the planet or in the universe. I mean, this is just a fact of the matter, because we're only channeling into different energy paths and energy beams that are already in existence, that are timeless, that are eternal, that are always circulating, and we always have the option to feel. So when you look in the mirror, just understand that what you're seeing is nothing but a very limited sense that this physical vessel is gifted with, and realize you close your eyes and you reduce your perception of yourself to something as simple as the breathing and the meditation, and then suddenly your reality expands much more, and you really understand the reflection of yourself is literally the energy around you.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because I really feel that for me, when I experience the balance of being, which I always call the male, which is the out-breath, and the female, which is the in-breath, and that breath is in order, so to speak, so it's balanced, that my world seems so right in the perspective, in the perceptual reality. And the times that I've shared in teaching, and I talk about this often, where I was in such a high vibratory sound wave that my body was so in love that I actually did not see physical manifestation of bodies when I was teaching. I would see color. And so that when I know, and we talked about this, that when we, the more burdened I become with ideas and belief, the more my manifestations become more dense. And the denser they come, the more they become like form, you know, actual form. And form is really, for me, the vibratory frequency of being more dense. And the more dense I am, the more I'll see more of the same manifestations of that belief system reflected outward, and whether we call it a mirror or just the world, I always say my body and my body of work, because my body is the first realization of what I am, and then my body of work is what I see around it. So it's basically in the same, you know, idea that you're sharing. And that in-breath, out-breath, which you talked about earlier today, which is very profound for me, because when I came to that awareness about the male and female being truly the in and out-breath and the yin and yang and all of the polarity of being, the giver and the receiver, you know, and I realized that that has to be attuned so perfectly in order for me to be one with the one. And so that is my dedication, to be God realized. I have a caller online that Jorde invited to be a part of our experience tonight. I'm very excited about it. And the man's name is Adam Webb, and I want to welcome him. I'm going to open the line for you, Adam. And I want to welcome you, Adam, to the show tonight.
Thank you very
much.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, Adam. It's great to hear you.
Hey, Jorde. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Hey, I know Ananda has some questions for you, too, but my first question to you is, when she was just talking about form and how the forms around us are the reflections of ourselves, and as she mentioned, the body of work, which is just your own vibrations extending outward into that immediate area around you, which is your creation. Were you able to relate with that?
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of on that same page, yeah.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
beautiful.
you're a craftsman. He's a craftsman, Ananda, an amazing
I
craftsman.
I love it.
Thank you.
Tell us about it. Tell us about what you do, please.
Short way of putting it, I just build furniture, but a more creative way is I create art with a functionality. What I do is I like to envision something that is in my mind and be able to expel that and put that into a piece of furniture or a piece of art that's actually, you know, functionable, you know. So it's something I really love to do, and I enjoy doing it. It makes me feel at peace. It really makes me feel like it's where I need to be.
Do you know that when you share that, it brings back such a fond memory, because one of my first relationships was with a man, and we were very young, and he used to find great pleasure into buying a piece of oak and to make it into something for me. And that was his representation of his love for me. And one time made me a most beautiful coffee table out of 3 pieces of oak, and it was so divine because he never did it before. And so when you shared that, it brought back such a fond memory. I thank you so much for that. And I could feel, you know, it's not just a piece of furniture. As you say, it's a work of art. It's something that is being made known through you. And, you know, when you take a solid piece of wood and you bring it into design, I mean, it's gorgeous. But thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
You take, you know, something from nothing. And you take these pieces of material that alone mean nothing, and you put them all together, and it's the possibilities are endless to what, you know, you can create, whether, you know, it's furniture, art, or, you know, even life for that matter.
Yes,
so beautiful.
Exactly. You know, I had a thought popped into my head too, listening to you talk about your work. When you're creating your furnishings, you're creating pieces of family, because people in the room are living with the furniture, but not a lot of people would understand that, but you would.
Well, yeah, that's one of my things is it's hard to describe, but, you know, it's I do like to say it a lot. It's art with functionality, and I used to draw, you know, when I was younger, and I've really found my niche kind of accidentally here, just building furniture. And it's a way for me to express my creative side, you know, as I got older and, you know, matured a little bit more. And it's something I kind of came across accidentally, and I really found that I love to do it, and I'm actually kind of good at it, if I can, you know, say so myself.
And he has a partner in that adventure. And who's your partner?
Yes, I have a really good helper. His name's Ollie, and he's my 4-year-old son, and he absolutely loves to build with his daddy. And anytime that he can help me do anything, as far as, you know, just handing me tools or even just being there with me. And that's another thing I really love too, is just the fact that I'm able to pass down a craft and, you know, show him something, show him a trade, you know, something that almost kind of seems to be lost nowadays, is just a family tradition, something you can pass down. And, you know, that's something I really love being able to do. You know, I have 2 older daughters also, you know, who also love to help me. They're, unfortunately, they're in school all the time. Well, not unfortunately, but they're in school. I'm sorry?
I know that you love having them there. So that when you said that, I really felt that feeling. Like, oh, my God, they're in school. I would love to have them with me. But I got to tell you.
My wife is a teacher, so, you know, I'm very partial, you know, the school and the school system, and all that's very, very important. But I really miss it. I wish I could all just stay home, but, you know, it's just, it doesn't work. That's kind of one of the things I'm working for, is hopefully my wife's been a teacher for 7 years now, so, you know, hopefully I can progress with my business, and, you know, hopefully she won't have to teach no more, and she can, you know, come on my side of the business, and then we can all just, you know, stay home and, you know, eventually just be a complete family business.
Well, the nice thing is, this is definitely who you are. I mean, it's who you are to the point that you're using the images of your creations to represent yourself, because you see yourself so much in the creations that you're coming out with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, when your son's there with you and he's involving himself in your creation, which is also therefore his creation, and he's truly an extension of you, and you truly feel that, are you seeing, I mean, I'm guessing he's not there every single second of while you're working. I mean, maybe he is, I don't know. But I'm just wondering, is there certain points where his influence more directly, like, do you see the reflection of him in the furnishing as much as a reflection of yourself, or maybe are there cases where it's even more so?
As I'm building, I'm always consciously thinking, or I'm very self-aware of what I'm doing and what he sees me do, working for myself and creating something from nothing into pieces of furniture or works of art. This is something that hopefully he'll remember and he'll look back on when he gets older, and he'll realize, you know, that there's more to life. You know, you can create your own thing. You can do your own thing. You don't always have to follow the man, per se. You don't have to follow society. You know, you can do your own thing. You can follow your heart and do what you want to do. And that's one thing that my wife and I both teaches our kids is we can only teach them so much. We can guide them in their path through life, but whatever they choose is up to them, and we're totally fine with that. And so that's, you know, definitely one of the aspects I look at is as I'm building pieces of furniture with him, mm-hmm. or even,
and
are you around him.
So you said you think when he gets older, he'll have an idea about what he's actually involved with now. You're not necessarily seeing that he has that awareness even now. You don't see that yet?
4 years old, it's kind of hard to say. He's very aware of what daddy does. He's definitely a daddy's boy, and, you know, he does. But he'll sit on my coffee table, you know, here in my living room, which is also another piece that I've built, and he'll sit and he'll pretend like he's gluing down tiles or he's building stuff, and he'll get his little hammers out. So I think he does get a sense of what's going on and that, and I hope it just, you know, relates as I go down the line with my business and, you know, everything, that it all falls in place, and, you know, hopefully they'll fall in line with me, and that would be great. If not, you know, that's fine too, but...
I know what Ananda's hearing love there.
Well, what I want to share with you, this story, this show is about the love story, and I ask people to share their love stories, and Jordy is absolutely right. You know, I feel a love story there, and the most important mm-hmm. relationship that any boy can have is with his dad. And if his dad shows love and attention, he's going to be a king, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I really bow to you, my friend, because I really see the beauty in your being, and your son cannot be but an awesome representative of his daddy. So thank you. I feel honored to have you tonight.
Yes, thank
absolutely.
You very much. I love it, and I appreciate you guys too. And Jordi, I've just met you today, and already I think you're a really cool guy, and, you know, your work alone is fascinating in itself, and just everything that you guys are doing. I tuned in the second you guys came on, and this was the first time I've actually ever heard you guys, and I really like what you guys are doing. It's really cool.
That's beautiful.
Well,
thank you so much. Do you want to share, like, you have a page or any kind of website that people can go to find out more about you?
Yeah, sure. It's called UniqueTileFurnishings.com, and it's I have a website as well as a Facebook business page, and you can find everything there with the same name. And on my website, it tells a little bit more about me, and I definitely include my son and my family along in with that. Being family-owned and operated is very important to me. Building locally, I think, is a very important thing. You know, it's almost a lost thing here nowadays with society and the economy the way it is. You know, I think that local businesses and that are really going to help bring America or society or the economy back to where the grassroots and where it should be, you know, that we seem to have lost now. So,
yeah,
well, here we are right
my...
now sharing it. Yeah. It's not lost. It's right here between us. We have it.
Perfect. My younger son owns a restaurant, actually a couple of restaurants in Stewart, and he's wholeheartedly for that mindset, the local businessman, that we all have to work together. But in truth,
that's,
you know, we're
important.
All a family, you know. And what I want to do with you is if you would please share your information with Jordy, and once he has it, I'm going to put it on my site, we'll put it on Jordy's site, we want to get you out there. Because, you know, I feel the heart of your being, and I know that the reason why I originally invited Jordy to join me years ago was because I saw in him a part of me that was so dynamic, that was so about letting God, or I call the giver of all, bring forth that which desired to be brought forth through him, and he was so obedient. And I feel the same thing about you, that you're letting what desires to come through you come through you, and that's the true connection that we have. That's when we really know we have a connection with Source, because it gets more and more beautiful with each moment, you know. And you're creating. Creation is about, to me, God. And that's what I just want to share, that whether people are into God or not doesn't matter. It's about, you know,
that's
just about being
true.
Connected to the community of being, you know?
Definitely, 100%.
So,
I totally agree with you.
And
yeah,
Adam,
so
I wanted to also, I just want to get it out to you. Adam is in Naples, right?
No, actually, I'm in Northport, Florida, which is just about,
Northport.
It's just south Sarasota.
Okay, so how
cool.
far do you deliver Do you deliver your furnishings, or do you have other people deliver, or do they have to pick up? How do you do that, and how far do you go?
I will deliver. I will deliver within 50 miles for a small percentage of what my pieces cost. Outside of 50 miles, if I'm not able to, I do have a few moving companies that will assist me with that. But I really like to do like a face-to-face, hand-to-hand communication with my clients. So if I can, I really like to personally deliver and meet the clients, talk to people.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. As well as, you know, building, you know, what I just have envisions for, you know, I also, you know, am capable of doing custom work too. So if somebody has an existing tile or an existing theme in their house that they would like a piece to match or to represent or to accent that, you know, I'm definitely willing to work with a client, a customer to facilitate their needs too, to make their home as well as their life peaceful.
What a perfect match. Joy,
right?
Oh my God.
I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, you know, this just sounds a little too good to be true sometimes, because we could collaborate on the project.
Hey, it's all real here. I've been with my wife for over 14 years, and all three of our kids are all from us, and both of our parents are still together, and I know that's rarity nowadays, and we really love that. Brag about it all day long, and I think it's one of our great aspects that we have, that we can give and pass out and share, that, you know, the divorce rate statistics are just, you know, it is a statistic. And, you know, if you really love the person you're with, everything will just fall into place.
Ask you a little bit about that. Can you expound on that a little bit? Can you talk about loving that person, what that looks like in a physical relationship?
I can sure try. My wife, when I was 22, and she was just a little bit younger than me, and we actually met up in Michigan, kind of complete by accident. I was a Florida resident. I moved up there, up to Ohio, where I'm from, and I actually was doing sort of the furniture business, type of antique reproduction type of sales like that for another company, and I was set up at a spot before, and we happened to meet, and just, I don't know, right then and there, it just kind of clicked. I just kind of knew I'd had a few past girlfriends before that I can never relate to. They always tried to change me. Nobody accepted me for who I was, and just this one person came along one time and just really accepted me for who I was, didn't try to change me. And I don't know, we just clicked, and it was awesome, and I never looked back, and we're going to be going on 15 years now this November 7th, and I don't see me going anywhere from here on and out, and I think when you know you have the right person, and when you know they're there, it just feels right. And if you have to fight it, if you have to work, I'm not saying, you know, you can't work things out, but if you have to try too hard, it might not be where you should be at. And just, you know, love is true. And when you feel it, it's true and it's there. And it's kind of as simple as that. It's just a real hard to find sometimes. And it's really hard to really know when you do have it. I think a lot of people do have it sometimes, and they don't want it, or they're afraid of it, or even they might not even know it. But you just have to search deep down in your heart and just know who you are and know who the person is, and just when you have it, it's there.
Oh, God, you're so beautiful.
I know, right? I'm all like teary-eyed over here. This is wonderful.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't do that.
It's like, what could be better than having...
I'm speaking the truth. I'm, that's me. I speak the truth. I speak my heart, and I don't hide nothing. I'm very upfront, and I love my wife.
I speak for everyone when I say I know that everyone wishes they could be exactly as you are about talking about someone they just spent 14 years with. That's just the most fantastic. Like, you bringing yourself into people's lives and realities with your furnishings, you know, you're charging that energy into your furniture. And people are bringing that energy into their homes. That's in itself, you're bringing down the divorce rate, you know?
I really hope that that's the truth. I really hope that works. And if I can do that, then I've done my part.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
So beautiful.
I'm satisfied then.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that does say it all right there. That's exactly the point of what we're doing here tonight, actually. Just talking about how that can expand itself into the rest of, you know, existence, because we all think that we're all on these individual paths. And it seems so true sometimes. You know, you're going through your daily grind and you're just looking around and you see everything going on and you really think that everybody's got their own little separate life they're living, and then you have these kind of conversations and, you know, you just start to reflect on everything that you're doing with yourself and you realize that it's absolutely the same experience. We're all living this same existence, and everything that you said is exactly what we all really are experiencing in our own minds with what we want. We all know we want that. We all think don't have it, but I mean, that's the relationship with God. You know, that's just the relationship with God, and you're sharing that with her. You know, you're actually just sharing that directly with her and with us. And I mean, because you have it with her, you're whole.
Yes.
When you know you have it, you just know it.
Yep. And you're accepting, you know, a lot of us are afraid to get into that commitment, to that, you know, that union of love, and because, whatever reason. But you're experiencing it out loud, so thank you. I mean, really, it really makes my night, because, you know, love is the only answer. No matter what ails us, you know, we have to go back to love in order to get peaceful again. And it seems like you're in that state, and I know that you're not there 24/7, because none of us are, but I sense that your intent is to be, and that's my intent. So thank you for mirroring that aspect of me tonight. It really truly warms my heart. So again, I thank
it brought me to another level, and just rekindling that and just being able to share that just kind of reminds me of where I'm at, and not that I've forgotten it, but I love sharing the story, and you know, like I said, both of our parents are still together too, so they can all relate to that too. And you know, and if I can share, it's possible. And just know who you are, and just don't be afraid of commitment. And if you're not happy, if it doesn't work out, don't be miserable. There's ways to move on, and there is peace and there is happiness in this world. And where you're at, if it's not where you want to be at, there's better out there. You know, don't be afraid to move on if you have to, if it doesn't work out. And luckily, I was fortunate enough, you know, when I was 22, I'm 36 now, so, you know, luckily, you know, I found my thing, and, you know, I don't have to go through, you know, half of my life searching for my soulmate, because, you know, I found her at a young age, so now it's just all... It's all just falls in place now.
I don't want to say this to sound sexist, because, I mean, that's not what it's about. We're all about oneness. But for a man to actually talk about a woman the way you're talking about this love that you have in your life gives me personally, as a female, so much hope, because usually it's the female that's able to express herself the way you are. So, I mean, it's like I brought you into being for me to substantiate my love for the person that I'm in love with. And though it's not where I want it to be right now, I know that that love is the love that I've always dreamed that there would be. And I know that you telling me from your perspective the love that you have is me hearing it and seeing it, though it's a distant away, but it's coming closer to me. So, again, I mean, Jordy, for bringing this angel on tonight, I mean, thank you so much from my heart, because You are a beautiful man, and you have a beautiful heart.
It's my pleasure. I do.
This is really exciting tonight. Thank you again.
Oh, no, absolutely. Believe me, it's my pleasure. I love speaking to you on this. This is a really awesome thing. So.
Well, I just wanted to say, you kind of got me choked up just listening to you because, I mean, there's so many things that are working well in your life because of that core love that's so pure, because that's your direct tap into the energy of life itself, because the love is the strongest, widest, hot, most extreme vibration of life. You know, that's what love is.
Oh, it's a bond, a glue that will bond.
You're so immersed.
Yes. And that hasn't always been easy. You know, I tell you, like all couples, we've had our ups and downs. You know, there's no doubt about that. But the fact that we've worked through it, everything that we've worked through has, definitely made us closer. And now we're like one. So, there's nothing that can come between us. There's nothing that will, ever, shake our foundation, ever again compared to what we've been through. So.
If I were to create a mural for you, it would be so beautiful because everything
man.
That you're describing would be coming right into what I'm doing.
Oh,
the way you're talking about
is beautiful. So I could only imagine. I can only imagine.
Well,
man.
Well, what you're describing about your relationship with your wife is exactly the way that's the zone that I go into when I'm in that state of creation with what you see on some of my images, mostly the one with myself in the rapids, especially because that's the most pure example of it. But I mean, every movement within that space feels exactly like how I feel right now. And that comes from, it's a different type of love, but it's not different at all. It's only different in the physical context and the exact nuances of the physical relationship between myself and my client.
If you feel it, amen. I think
you
so.
Know, when I'm in the room with the people I'm working with for the creations that I collaborate with, I'm very sensitive to exactly what they're feeling in their life at the time. And unlike you, who has that great family unit around you all the time, who actually you're creating your furniture in that bubble, that's beautiful. Go ahead.
I think when you click with a client and your client is on the same page as you, and they can feel and imagine what you're describing to them, maybe before you ever start anything, like that connection, that's a deep connection right there. And that's kind of like, that's like what we have. And I think you have, you definitely have a part of that even with your clients. And, you can have that type of connection with a lot of different aspects in life. And, doing what you do, I think that you probably feel that a lot too. Just when somebody is like, yes, that's what I want. That's exactly what I wanted. You are the guy I wanted. That's a deep connection right there. Because you are reaching into their soul. You're reaching into their brain, and you're bringing out their imagination of whatever they wanted, and you're able to elaborate on that, and you're able to expel that into a mural painting on the wall, and it all relates, man. It all relates.
Well, the feeling that I have right now, like I said, is essentially a exact copy of the exact energy feeling that I have when I'm in the state of creation. So you have to understand that's why I'm here right now talking with you, because just like you, I've been doing the creation for a long time, and I'm finding that I'd rather have this feeling as often as possible, and not necessarily when I'm standing with a paintbrush in my hand. You know what I mean? And I'm so glad that I picked up on you today, because I mean, I had a very strong sense immediately when I came across you. I mean, like, without question, I was like,
yeah, so random.
Yeah, and I mean, I knew you needed to be here. And listening to you talk tells me that I have to believe, based on what I believe, that my energy was that far outreached and that it actually did literally, connect with yours. I mean, not just in seeing and talking, but I think energy-wise. You know, we're vibrating. I mean, this as close as we are right now through this energy on the phone, I'm feeling like we had this all day, you know? So it's just a nice awakening for me to realize that I can have this same experience that I've been having with the paint right now with you, just because I was able to sense that you were there. And, I mean, what else can I live for except for this bliss? This is euphoria. It doesn't get
any better. That's all what anybody wants, is euphoria. That's all we search for. You know, any way you can get it. Well, I don't want to say any way you can get it, because there are some bad ways of going about that. But if you can do it in a natural way, a state like we're doing it, it's beautiful. And I'm sure you can relate when a client is not on your same page. You just, maybe I'm wrong, but maybe you just don't feel it. You know, maybe you will still have the client, but you're just not feeling it. You can't fully share your heart to your
client. Well, you want to know what I have to do? What I have to do and why I'm able to do what I do is I know that, obviously, each and every life form, each and every thing in existence is a direct, strong as you can have connection directly to the source of all, to God. Every single molecule, has that infinite inspiration. Every single molecule is the universe. This is a fact. This is not me making something up. This is what we know from everything that we know. We understand that time is irrelevant. Time doesn't exist. We only have movement. We only have life. We only have energy exchange. What that means to me is that when I walk into that room, there's already energy in that room. Now, the people don't even have to be in the room, but it absolutely is true that rooms will absolutely become charged with the, you know, the emotions and the moods of the people who inhabit them. That definitely is true. I mean, that's how we have hauntings, I imagine, is something along a connection to that, you know, because people feel that negative energy, and then their own energy manifests other sensations and perceptions and realizations of the movement of things and all that. And then we come up with names like ghost and poltergeist and all this, but really we're experiencing ourselves at all points. We're experiencing our reality. Everything is connected to us. So that being said, if I have clients and they're in a way where they may not realize the beauty that they have within themselves, that they are, that's around them, that they bring into the reality that we're in, I still have to sense it. I still have to see it there. I have to realize it. And so what I do is I allow myself to feel it, and then I simply channel that energy from them into what I'm doing. And I just, you know, I sketch it out. So the sketch is really where all the energy goes in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it's always easy to maintain it. Maintaining it about 2 or 3 weeks is not necessarily the same thing as the moment.
I like to share my experience, because for me, I see everything in the body of work. I mean, I'm an artist in every sense of the word, but I'm not I'm not on a mission to create a painting or a mural or a piece of furniture right now. My life is about creation. So everything I see, I know, is an outpicturing of me. And we talk about this a lot. A few times today, I think we discussed it, about the congruency of being in an energy field but isn't perhaps congruent with who I am, who I feel I want to be, with God, with love, whatever. And you know right away that there's something not right, because you'll either get a sensation, a body sensation, or maybe a smell, maybe a sound, but you'll know that it's not congruent with the peace and the love and the intent to be that creation, you know? And so that what I do is what Jordy just said, and what you, I'm sure you do, Adam, is that we really go back within and we reestablish our connection with the source of love or the source of creation, the way we would expect it to be or anticipate it to be, and then bring it forth. And it's really never about the other, even though they'll come in with an idea and they'll want this done. It's always about how we are aligned or not. And so for me, I wanted to share that, because for me, life itself is my creation, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to
add art is a lifestyle, absolutely. Yeah.
So basically, that's it. And it's always about coming back to personal love. I love and respect and honor me. And so my lover, who you call the woman you've been with for 14 years, is in agreement with that because you're so in love that she can't deny it. She can't show
even
you love.
Yes, even to this day, if you were to see us out, you'd say that's a new couple, and that's no, that's just that is the definition of true love right there, and there's no faking it. You know, we're not trying to rekindle anything. That is literally just the way we are. You know, my wife is a teacher. You know, she works all day, and you know, I probably shouldn't say, but you know, we will text each other. You know, I love you. I hope you have a good day. You know, whenever a second she can get, she'll just send me a smile. She'll send me a hello, how are you doing? I hope you're having a good day. And that's just, it's just awesome.
That's you out pictured. I mean, because I know that's me out pictured. That's the way I love, you know. And again, I thank you for this meal. We do have another caller, so let's just see who it is and see if they're interested in joining us in conversation. Hold on one second, guys. Hello. Hi.
This is Kayla. I was just listening to.
Okay. Did you want to put it on hold? Do you want to be part of it?
I'll just listen in the meantime, if that's okay.
All right, sweet. And if you feel like, you know, just don't hesitate to just, you know, put your hands up, okay? Thank you so much, love, for being a part of the night. So, guys, anyway, so it's really beautiful, and again, I'm happy to be here with you, and we do have some people in the chat room, and I want to just give out the number in case anyone does want to call in with a question or a love story, and the number here is 646-595-3440, and again, that's 646-595-3440, and our show is called The Love Channel. Please feel free to call up with a love story or just call with a question or a comment, whatever you'd like. And so, Jordi, what else do you want to do and share tonight with us? I want to talk a little bit about you tonight, Jordi, if we can get there a little bit.
Well, I know you did, and I think that there's an infinite amount of things we could discuss, and I'm always open to anything. So what specific things would you like me to talk about? Earlier today, I did have that random thought that was, I mean, I'll admit it's a little out there, and it would be of the ego for me to assume that this is a particularly accurate comparison between ourselves and the God self that we're part of. But I did have a thought that it's been a recurring thought to me that perhaps every individual molecule of existence that is the breakdown of the God self, we're all connected, but yet we're all catching these various energy paths that go to and fro, that we either have in the dominant or the submissive is in how we receive it or reflect it. I often find myself thinking that is basically the fragmentation of God, that God is actually a fragmented energy source. And I say that because a single energy source, which is what we consider God to be, would have a single will, a single direction. But when we look at the infinite existence all around us, we can only perceive infinite nuance, which means, you know, infinite direction of energy. And we, with our, you know, with what we know, we can read energy. We have a comprehension of energy flow and magnetism and opposites attracting and repelling and whatnot. And it only makes some level of sense to our physical brains, especially with our egos, of course, because we think we know something. It only makes a bit of sense that there must be a reason why I'm perceiving that. And that's something I've been thinking about.
I just want to share that we dropped Adam, and I want to thank Adam. We didn't get a chance to close with him. I hope if he comes back on, we'd welcome him. If not, be sure to check my page, which would be Ananda of Love, on Facebook, and Jordi would be Jordi the Artist, because we're going to have information about how to contact Adam in case you'd like to have a furniture made by him or just talk to him, because he's an angel. And so thank you again, Adam. And Jordi, I really agree with you 100% that we are fragmented. I mean, God is infinite, and that every aspect of the perceptual reality is another perspective of God, realized or not. So thank you for that. But I'm really more into talking about you and what you've come to realize, and what I've come to realize is having you as a co-host for the last couple of weeks especially, and that I see a part of you that that maybe you don't realize, but I see a part of you that's channeling a higher wisdom. And I say that because you're right on track every time that I personally have something that comes up on the show or wherever, and you just come back with your response that blows me away. It's so clear, and it's clearly what I've come to realize when I work with perceptual others, the intuitiveness and the sacredness that comes through you is a gift. And I want everyone that's listening to understand that this is a gift, and if they need to take advantage of what comes through you, because it's really profound. So how would people get in touch with you if they want to have a reading, let's say, or maybe just a session with you? How would they do that?
My phone number would be one option, and I can give that out right now. That's pretty easy. It's 407-310-8589. And as far as the rest of the time, I mean, I'm always on Facebook. Everybody that in the world seems to be sometimes. So they can always contact me on there, which is under my name, like you said, Jorde the Artist, J-O-R-D-E. And then the artist is the last part of the name, T-H-E-A-R-T-I-S-T. Obviously, just to play on my career choice, if you want to call it that, I suppose. It's just I've always had a very strong drive to basically help people understand. And this is something that goes back to my earliest childhood. It's really all I do is I allow myself to be self-aware. And I allow myself to be self-aware to the point where I see all of reality as being the movement of energy. I very much see it that way. And so when I'm discussing others' realities with them, when they tell me what they're seeing and what they're living with and what they're feeling, I'm not thinking literally about what they're saying. I'm understanding that every word that comes out of their mouth is only a reflection of the energy that's vibrating throughout them, throughout their reality. It's literally vibrating right into their bodies like an echo would go through a cave. And it's bouncing around, and it's coming out in the form of a word. But the word is not what most people think of as a word. A word is only a sound. A word is not just a sound. A word is a projection of energy out of a source. And it's not as literal as coming out of the mouth and going into my ear. It's literally what I just said exactly, and only that.
All right. What happened?
Oh, I thought I was talking to myself. You can still hear me?
Boy, you had.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I looked at my phone, and I said, oh, my God, did my phone just cut off in the middle of that? Sorry, I actually think I might have been doing a little channeling right there, as a matter of fact. Now I'm back into this reality.
And so you actually saw the reality, which is you just allowing the God I am to come through you, and you not even recognizing what you were saying. And that's why I say you may not even see to the level that I can, as the observer, see how much you're channeling the higher wisdom. And, you know, like I said, for me, it's not an easy one to accept that, because I think I'm the only one that can do that. You know, and reality is that everybody has the ability to bring forth the higher wisdom, because who are we? We're one with God. But until you really understand that it's about completely letting go of what you said, all ideas, all thoughts, and all you know is that you're feeling an energy that you don't even want to even try to understand, but with that you get connected to a higher frequency or a higher wisdom that just takes over. And A Course in Miracles, the path that I live and teach, it says in the last step, God takes over. So it's almost like really completely becoming an empty vessel, clearly an empty vessel, so that the new wine can be poured into the new wineskin, and then it's revealed through you, at you. And so you having that moment of not even recognizing where you were or what you were doing.
Well, I can return to it. I remember.
I can see it now, because all I have to do is look around the room and I say to myself, well, what is it that I'm actually seeing? I'm seeing walls, I'm seeing objects, I'm seeing different surfaces, I'm feeling the breeze of air, I'm experiencing what we call light, which is the reflection of energy around the room, and it's simply the energy molecules that are reacting to the other energy that are hitting them. I'll tell you, one of the ways that I came to this awareness, and I'm not no scientist, but you know, I do like quantum physics, and I love the idea of what it represents, because it's really what Jesus was more or less explaining, and I've always made that comparison. I mean, as a teacher, Jesus was right on. You know what I mean?
Right.
He knew exactly how to explain what he was, which was the Son of God, which is not necessarily what some people have taken it to be, but it's a very real way of referring to ourselves and to what the energy that we are made of is, which is our Father.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. a very easy way to comprehend what the God is that we know ourselves to be part of. And then we have our Holy Spirit, of course, which is the remainder of all the energy around us, which is equally as divine. It's just beautiful. I mean, it's so eloquent. I mean, who could say it better than that? You know what I mean? Really, when you think about it.
And so you and I have come together in this way, and we might call it as our venue, and we both basically do what we are guided to do, which is to bring forth that which desires to be made known through us. And so I do my little, you know, tap dance with my site, mindmending.net, and there's where you can either leave a comment, a testimony, or you can just write me and tell me you'd like a session. And Jordy, again, is Jordy the Artist on Facebook, and he'd be happy to spend a moment with you, whether it be on the phone, on email, or on Skype, I'm sure, right? And so we are here as channels. Again, for many years, I didn't understand that what that meant, because I was so one with it. And I really feel that, Jordy, from the observer's point of view, me watching you, I see that you're in the same understanding. And there's a humbleness about that, because we really are not arrogantly saying, you know, we're psychic, so we're intuitive. We're just opening up to what is. And, you know, all the listeners tonight, whether they be, again, live or archived or in the chat room, you know, you have the same option. Just open up. And what I mean by that is just allow that which desires to come through you as love to be realized. And, you know, you'll find yourself just dancing this eloquency that's not even a word, but this divine dance, which is really just you allowing yourself to let God through, let the giver of all give you the gifts of the kingdom. It was so amazing last night. I walk into the bookstore that I go to. Years now, I've done a lot of my books there, and just, you know, I kind of been counseling people there for years, and I walk in, and there's a man that's a freak with Goodwill. He loves to go to Goodwill, and he had mentioned the night before that he had seen a set of Earth, Wind, and Fire, and is anybody turned on by that group? And I said, personally not, but I know a lot of people are. So I walk in last night, and he has the book, and it's Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it's got this absolutely beautiful imagery of this woman with the third eye and the light, and she's got in her hand a little body with the cross, and then it's called The Eternal Dance. And he says, you want to buy it? I got it for $3. And I'm like, three is, of course, a magical number for me, but I'm a dancer, and I believe that life is a dance, and this shows up as a perfect reflection of earth, wind, you know, the elements, fire, and then the eternal dance. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so when Jordy was talking earlier about the oneness with the Adam, the oneness that he feels with his creation, you know, called the furniture or called the mural, and me with my world, and this, again, shows up as a perfect divine, you know, reflection of my heart. So it's like the lover that I came into contact with in the moment that best illustrates who I am. Now, would I have thought of this as a reality if I thought it out logically? No, it wouldn't have shown up, probably. But I just showed up, and it just appeared in my hand as a perfect reflection of what I was feeling in the moment. And so basically, that's what I see with you, Jordy. I see that it's not only about the art now. It's about
really opening up to the higher wisdom. And I'm not saying higher wisdom in a sense that it's a better wisdom, but it's a pure sense of being that I'm realizing through the reflection that you are for me right here and now. And so, again, I invite the listeners to take the experience that I'm having with you in their reality, because it's really a beautiful reflection of what they can tap into, you know. And again, I do the same thing in the female perspective. Jordy is more the male perspective, and it doesn't really matter because we're both just male and female. But I just want to share that with everybody because I really haven't done that for you with you at any point yet, Jordy. And I think the time has come, which I've suspected for a while now, that you were going to bring forth all of this beautiful energy of non-restrictive self is the best way for me to, I think, explain it. Does that make sense?
Well, this is why I'm here. I mean, it's nice that you've been able to realize it for me, because that's what you've done, is you've realized it. And you've realized what I've also realized at many points throughout my life, and more so since I've met you. But the nice thing about you, really, is that you consistently realize it for me. You represent my realization of my true purpose, I suppose you could call it, in this form. You know, I mean, this is what I do. It's what I've always done. This is how I like to say it. Life is of a divine nature. All of life, all of existence is of a divine nature. It really, truly only is. It only is that. And this may sound very simple and matter-of-fact to you, but very many people just don't even begin to have that thought that goes through them, so therefore they don't realize it. And what I do is I guide others to realize the divine nature of life. That's exactly mm-hmm. what I do. I simply guide people to realize the divine nature of life. And I can just do it by helping them to realize themselves, because we're only able to perceive and realize ourselves. And I can help people to see a reflection of themselves that they're not expecting. And it's just a little difficult for people to have that any other way. I mean, any creation of any art that one inspires would do that for anyone. So anyone who's ever inspired a creation has had this happen. But I actually offer that experience. You know, it's just not something that it's what, you know, the purpose of anytime you do something custom, it's basically essentially this experience. It's just, you know, mm-hmm. because I'm able to explain it to people, it is it's something else. You know, it literally, I mean, it will take you on a real roller coaster of a ride, and you'll just see everything differently after that, and you'll understand why you should just relax and just focus on your breathing and meditate and do all that type of thing, because you just clearly see how there is no question about our existence. There's no question. It's only this reality, and by this reality I mean the reality that we realize, and that in itself is what the key to understanding it is.
And that's very beautiful, and really it's always about coming back to love. And again, love in the sense that we are one. You know, it's really not a love that is about the body. It's not a love that's about, you know, an attainment or expression of unity with another. It's about realizing that you are one with all of life itself, and that everyone in every moment is the lover. You know, I said to you earlier about me being the bride, and I really feel that I am the bride. And, you know, that God, or the giver of all, again, God is too limited for me. The giver of all is that the infinite potential wants to be made known through me and dance with me and give me everything. So when I become the bride or the receiver, the receptor of the infinite field of being, then I have much to give my world. I have everything then to give my world. So when I walk into every moment knowing that I am one with it, you know, there is a divine dance, an eternal dance, which I saw in this beautiful reflection, which I have to put on my site. I'm going to take a picture of it because it's so beautiful. And my site, I have a bunch of sites. There's one group that I have that I really love. First of all, the Love Channel on Facebook. That's one of the pages that I have. But the other one is the Sacred Union, which I really started as a place of remembrance of the divine union remembered and the reuniting of the male and female, which is very, very important to me because it's everything that I've lived for and live for. And again, we all do, but we just don't realize it's about the male and the polarities coming together in harmony and dancing the dance of infinite love. And so that group, the Sacred Union, I invite everyone to join because there is where there's peace. When I walk into that space, which really isn't space outside of me, it's a remembrance in me. But when I walk into that remembrance in that room, I really feel a sacredness, a divine union. Everyone there is really about respecting the heart, and everything that's shared is all about love, all about reunion. And so I really feel blessed to have had the guidance to bring that forth through me. And that's the Sacred Union. So please come by if you're on Facebook and just check it out. But anyway, so the connection tonight, Jorday, for me, us gathering as a whatever the group is tonight, you know, there's some people on the phone and there's a person or two in the chat room. And again, the archive people that come in to see it tomorrow or whenever. We're all together here because we are truly reflective of each other and of the one. And I want to pay homage to that because this space has been my gift that I've given myself. I've allowed it to come through me, at me, and I really feel it's a space where I can be authentically who I am because the day really can, even though it's just a belief, there is no day, there is no night. But for me, it can get complicated because there is a world that was there before I remembered that there's only truly God in heaven. It was there, and I play there in that playground, and sometimes it's messy. Sometimes it appears that I can get dirty or I can get upset or I can get petty, and it's really not the truth of my being. So coming into this space, whether it be the Sacred Union or the Love Channel, really is a gift that I've allowed myself to be given. And, you know, having you here with me tonight, Jorday, I feel grateful. And the lady that's on hold, thank you for being here because I really feel that you're all about love. And that's what this is all
about.
Anyway, yes,
I actually do feel love for the girl that's on hold. I just want you to know that. I do feel that.
I do too. How can I not?
I have a feeling that she really needed to be here tonight too. I can tell.
Yes, and I'm glad that she is, and I'm glad that she's just allowing herself the gift of remembrance that she is adored by the giver of all, and that, you know, again, we're really here to be the receivers, to be the feminine principle, and that's why, you know, a lot of people are saying we're opening up to the Divine Mother, and which is really the receptive principle. We are the children of the Most High, or how I'd like to see it. I'd rather be his bride. I'm sorry, but I really would. I'd rather be his bride, you know, the one
that's sweet. Yeah, that's very sweet of you. I have something I want to share. When we're born, we are, some cultures and some religions have what's called original sin that they want to apply to that. There's a reason why that term has come about, and I was just contemplating that while you were talking. And the thought came to me, and it's a very good thought, that what the real reality is, because what is a sin? It's nothing other than an expression. It's nothing. When we are born, we're born when God's energy enters us and we multiply our cellular structure to manifest the physical form that we are taught instantly to love the ego. And that is what we know when we are born. It is a world of flesh. It is a world of physical pleasure and physical pain. That's the world it is. And that's the only way that our brain has any idea what's going on as far as what we know. As people progress through life and as their parents educate them and help to create a situation where they can reflect, hopefully, you know, wisdom and enlightenment, one of two things can be seen. Either someone becomes enlightened and then they are free from the ego, or as certain cultures and certain religions will portray it, we basically baptize ourselves. And we then join the group of enlightened people who have come to believe a teaching, which is a teaching to go into enlightenment. Now, I'm using limited terms, and there's other cultures that have other words for it, but you understand what I mean. You don't have to be part of any particular culture to understand that enlightenment, you know, simply seeing reality for what it is, which is the world of energy, which is the literal reaction to what we can perceive around us. There's no other way for us to understand it. That does allow you to literally live without the ego having a strong foothold in your life. And this is why all people are drawn to religions. But if only they understood exactly what they were supposed to be understanding instead of concerning themselves with the words. Because so many people get so concerned about the words. The words. And that's what perpetuates so many of what people perceive as the world's problems. And there are no problems. The problems are only there because people can't agree on the words. And that is literally the truth. If everyone's words were equal and people associated the same things for any words and there was no differences in the words, there would be no way to compare what someone was saying one way versus another way and whether or not there was a right or wrong about it or any of that, you know? It's just, it's only because of how we are born into these bodies that we have this experience. It's only because that God's love manifested our reality. And here we are. And this was God's doing. God's presence manifested into what we're experiencing. And as a result of that, what God manifested had this ego to it. And this is where people have come up with the story of the devil from. It was something that God created, and that then Lucifer wanted to be God, right? He wanted to say he was as powerful as God because Lucifer was what?
How dare he wanting to be God? I just have a group called Becoming God, and matter of fact, I checked it out the other day. It's still on Yahoo Groups. And it really was about, you know, everything I wrote was about becoming God. Because in truth, God is just God, and we are just dreamers, you know, dreaming. God is dreaming us into being. And that's what I feel anyway. And so it's just ideas that God is having. And I got to not use God. It doesn't feel right to me. I really love the giver of all or the infinite field of being. And so we are all, like you said, fragmented aspects of the one experiencing what it's like to be separate from itself. And so we are all about awakening or reawakening the God I am. And when that occurs, and we don't have to, and this is, again, this is just my ego talking, but we don't have to go back into the pool of Godhood. We don't have to go back into the big pool and become the ocean of God. We can stay fragmented. We can experience the Garden of Eden and divinely experience what it's like to be who we are, you know? And that was hard for me because I thought, because I'm spiritual, and I have to really go back to the void and, you know, allow God to just be, you know, neutral. And then I think, you know what? God itself is creation, and I am one piece of that creation. And I have to allow myself to dance in that creation. And it may change in an hour, a minute, or a lifetime. It doesn't matter. But in truth, we are all one with God. God is all there is, including Satan, like you said. And so
He didn't realize. That was exactly the point. He is the example of one who chooses not to realize God's love. Because God's love, as we understand, is what we are. We are God's love. We actually are literally God's love. That's what we are made of. And Lucifer's rejection of that concept in the story, you know, I feel like we're at a story time here. But Lucifer's rejection.
We are.
So let me tell you a little story. Right, exactly. But that's the only thing that kept him bound to experiencing an existence that is only of the flesh, and that was his punishment. It's only that his existence in his reality only pertains to the flesh because that's what he chooses to see, And this is the repeating message of all things.
Right. The Antichrist is the disallowance or the non-remembrance that God is, I am. And it's nothing more, nothing less. When I know that I'm God and so are you, do you see how things become peaceful? Because there is no, how can you compete with God? And how can God compete with himself? Because there is no other. There is no other.
It's such a rush.
And my lover gave me that. When he gave me that, he opened up the portal of such complete understanding. He said to me clearly, Ananda, there is no other. I am no other. And it's like, oh, my God, you know, when I really get that it's all about me allowing God to be God through me, and that is going to be the most divine experience because it wants me to see and feel and know and love everything. You know, I always say that when I go into my stores that I go into in my mind. I think they're real, but they're not. I walk in and I say, they say, what would you like? I want everything. I really do. I want to experience what it's like to be everything. And so what does that mean? Everybody in that store is representative of me, of God. And so when I walk in, the unity and the feeling of oneness is beyond anything you can imagine because I get it. I know it's just God realizing that it is God. And that's my passion, to be God realized. And not only me, but everybody that's listening tonight and sharing in this moment is in the same mindset. We're all waking up God. And what a divine experience. Do we have to go back to sleep? Yeah, we will. We might. We might snooze. But the fact is we can't, once you know what's going on, you can't pretend you don't. I did put on the chat rooms your Facebook page, the link, mine, and also the Sacred Union. Anybody who's on the call or listening in the chat room or just live listening and not making themselves known, those links are there if you want to connect with us. And Scott, Adam Webb, our little lovely guest, did acknowledge us. He's such an angel. He put on your site and my site that he enjoyed it, and it had him remember parts of himself being with us tonight, so that's so beautiful. I'm trying to get Sebastian on here, who's my Zumba teacher, who is the most beautiful angel that I think I've ever met. He's an angel, and he's got had some issues tonight, and I wanted to call on, and I don't know if he did yet, but I would love you, Sebby. I would love you to be on here tonight. Let me just see if he called. He hasn't called yet. Anyway, so Jordan, what else? What else do we want to discuss? We have like probably about 20 minutes left of this experience tonight. Actually, 12 minutes.
Well, while we've got everyone's attention, I do want to mention Adam's website one more time because in case people don't go on Facebook, it's one word, uniquetilefurnishings.com. UniqueTileFurnishings.com. And he didn't mention about his website. I did want to mention about on his website what made me extra excited was the fact that I was seeing all of these really great pictures of trees. It looks like redwood trees. I'm not sure if they were redwood trees or not, but they were huge, massive trees and nature. And then earlier in his conversation, he also mentioned that he had met his love of his life up in, I think he said Michigan, when he was 22,
yes.
And that would also make sense because, you know, this guy's down in Florida now in Northport, Florida. But the reality is that the experience he's bringing is not just of a beautiful, enlightened soul that's in a real state of bliss and love pretty much 24/7 in his living situation, which means that everything he creates is charged with that good family love. You're also getting a nice taste of the northern part of the country. And that is just a real nice bonus. And, I mean, the wilderness that he has on his website really reflects that. And,
unique what, baby? What is it? Unique?
Tile.
Yeah. T-I-L-E.
Yes. Furnishings. F-U-R-N-I-S-H-I-N-G-S.
.com. Okay. So it's on the page now as well. And again, you know, having him here was what a gift because, again, like today has been like really crazy in the minds of the separated state of Ananda. And I see that the only answer to any dilemma that comes my way is love. And it's love beyond anything that I can even express. And to go back to that and say, you know what, I do not know. Teach me how to transcend this experience that I think is an error. Or is what some would call a sin, when it's only just missing the mark, which is what sin really means in truth. that I'm missing the mark. And, you know, I keep hearing Jesus say on the cross, you know, forgive me, Father, I know not what I do. Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. And what all he's saying is that forgive them for not knowing who they are. They forgot we're one. They forgot it's God. God, you forgot you were you, you know. And that's why I love, and I always use this as an example for me, really, is to see the crucifixion, is that the crucifixion saying, you know what, I'm believing in this body because these Pharisees are telling me I'm not who I am, and these ideas in me are saying you're not good, you're not God, you're not anything. And so I'm going to just give up the body. I'm going to give up the world because the world is really just keeping me bound to the density of form. And so what he does is he nails himself to a cross and he says, I did that. You know, the Bible and the Christian reality always says, you know, he gave up his, you know, he gave up his self for the mankind. He gave up his body. He gave up the ego world to transcend it and to be the spirit of love that he was. But he said, look, I'm in a rainbow body now. I'm still here, but I'm not in dense reality. I'm not believing that this world is real. I'm believing it is nothing but a dream. The dream that I had. Look at me. Look where I am. I'm still a body. But I'm floating above it in spirit. My spirit of love is transcending every dense mindset that's keeping me bound to that world. And, you know, sometimes I can do that. And we talked about that before, about being in meditation. You know, I believe my life is a meditation. But to really be still and breathe, what you said you got from your brother Michael, which just it blows me away, because that breath is paramount in health. When that breath is balanced, you cannot be sick. That means you can't be ill on any level.
Yeah, you know? I believe that's got to be accurate. It might seem funny, but I just recently started doing the meditations because I find that if you don't do the meditation and you happen to have these types of realizations of self, which is the only thing we're having, that you can actually develop, quite an anxious sensation. I mean, it's a little bit much to look around and see everyone else, you know, scurrying about, doing all their things they're very concerned about, and realizing that they don't need to be doing that. You know, we don't need to be doing this. We just simply do not need to be doing it. And yet, there's not enough of us saying it at the same time for us to all just say, okay, let's go ahead out and build a campfire and build a treehouse and, grow a garden and go back to being like the Indians, basically. I mean, the Indians really had something going, you know. It's a shame we couldn't have just came to this country and been like, hey, wow, these Indians got a really good thing going. Let's do that. That would have been nice.
Let me tell you something. I have that with Iggy. You know, Iggy is the producer of this show with Insights Radio, and I got to tell you, I've never met a man who I connected with so immediately as a brother, you know. And he just texted me today, and I love you, my sister. I have never had that in my life with a biological brother. To have somebody like Jorge that calls me while I'm traveling to see if I'm okay, wakes me up to make sure I'm breathing all right. You know, it's like, it's amazing when I come into my complete acceptance of God being everything to me, how everything is placed perfectly so I feel safe, so I feel loved, you know. So, you know, Iggy, my heart, you know, I can't say enough about you. You know, when I went to Ohio, he treated me like a queen, him and his family. And being with that troop and telling me that I was part of the core, which was the three people that opened up the 1,000-drum circle for world peace, and that maybe 500 people showed up around us, and that everybody honored each other, like you said, the sacred knowing that we were all connected was beyond anything I experienced. Columbus, Ohio, for me, was like the best resonance that I've experienced in the physical in another location that I call the world. You know, it was so connected to my heart. And then, of course, Jorge, and then Sonny, who writes me, how you doing, Ananda? It's been a while, you know. And though they're on Facebook, and though I really, I've never met Jordy in the body, I've never met Sunny in the body, but to really feel that there's such a love and there's such a connection and such a respect. And you know, when Jordy says, I understand you, I hear you, to me that changed my life. Because my whole life I felt I wasn't heard. And this person shows up, this aspect of me, and says, I hear you. I gotcha. You know, and it's like it's the richest place to be when you realize that your world is really not about the physical attention that you may get from the body that's in the next room or that the biological son or the mother or the whoever that's in your life, but that you really have connections beyond space and time. Because, I mean, truly, if I put this phone down, there'd still be a connection between me and Jordy. If I put the phone down or never have a computer together, Iggy would still be connecting with me, you know? And
well,
that
we're
really,
all connected.
That's right. And that, but because I'm aware of it, it makes it so much more feasible that we are. Because I know telepathically we're all communicating, but some of us have the channel turned off or the volume turned off. But you don't. Iggy doesn't. Scott doesn't. People in my life that I know that I have that openness with are the ones that are awakening. And I have no doubt that the girl that's on hold is resonating so deeply with what I'm saying right now. You know, and we have to be that which we are in order to see the same in our world. So no, I have no other objective. Go
I just
on.
Wanted to interject something, too. It's actually very important. It's very important because you need to remember this. We have a brain. We have to remember. It's the same thing as realizing. It's just a different translation of it. But as you look around your rooms right now, everyone that's listening to this, as you look around your space right now, first of all, realize that your eyes are not what you're doing. You're feeling. You're experiencing. You're in a space. So immediately just cover your eyes, okay? Cover your eyes. Do it. Now, as you're having your hand over your eyes, you still know what's around you. You know you do. It's true that you just had a visual experience with it, but the reality is that these things that are around you are also something that you feel. You feel them. And we know that people who are blind, for instance, as a very simple example, they can map out an entire room, know exactly what's going on, know exactly what's in the room, and they've never seen the room once, okay? So we already know that we understand massive energy and all that. The point being, when we say that we are all connected, don't limit yourself to just humans, and don't limit yourself to just humans and animals. Understand that the molecules you are created from, the energy molecules on that tiny level that you can't understand with your eyes, that isn't tiny at all, that's actually just a level of existence, these are the same elements of life that are in every single thing around us, including the air around us. That's what we're actually one with. That's what we are one with. It's not just with people. It's not just with people we talk to. It's not just people we care about. It's just that what we feel is that people who share this realization feel closer. And, of course, when we're discussing love with one another, love is the most universal thing that we can always relate to. Universally, we can understand how we can share that deepest love together. When you meet someone, you feel love, you fall in love. And in that moment of love, everyone understands this feeling. But too often, people definitely restrict themselves to only considering the sensation they have with the other opposite sex or same sex person that they really have that level of connection with in that moment. And the reality is that in all moments, at all times, we are all exactly that, in that same state of love with the life that goes through us and is us, because this right. is what God is feeling. This is what God is. This is what we are, and this is the, you know, this is the circle of life. This is the circle of existence, as they say. But it's not just a figure of speech. I mean, it's very literal. You just have to knock on that table.
Don't judge it. I mean, if it is another person, if it is a work of art, if it is a rock, don't judge it, because it is what it is, and it's all God. We have like a minute left,
yes.
And I want to end that song that I started with because it's really a cool song. And
okay.
So, Jordy, how do you want to end it, love?
I just wanted to say that the thing that causes us to judge is the ego. and just don't acknowledge that, and then let the ego just fall to the side, and you'll be able to see things much more clearly, like we're talking about.
Mind is just a child. Let it follow you. I love you guys, and have a beautiful night. Thank you for being here. I'm going to end with Just Like Romeo. Yes. I love you.
Finding a job tomorrow morning. Got a little something I wanna do. Gonna buy something I can ride in. Take my girl, take my something that she's driving. Tomorrow's gonna be written down in history. Just like Romeo.